Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
You Better You Bet continues here on BetQL. Kevin Rogers in for Nick Costos. Ken Barkley is here. Stovetop stuffing, right?
I swear he says stovetop. Well, get ready for the sound effect, too. Like, what? Who composed this? Like, who hit that sampler button?
Don't forget one thing.
This is our favorite track that we play on the show by far.
Ken, I want you to remember one thing. You're like 2 years younger than me.
That's true.
One of the most popular songs ever was Peanut Butter Jelly Time, okay?
That's true.
Somebody thought of that, okay?
That's a very good point. That's actually
Somebody thought of that. And everyone knows that song. So, throw anything out there you want. Make it a song.
The people who brought you Peanut Butter Jelly Time comes Stovetop. Although I'm sure he's saying something else, and I think we even figured out. Did we ever figure out what it actually was? Is it like Can't Stop or something? I forget what it was. Somebody like said they thought they figured it out.
I think Tyler said he thought he figured it out at one point, but I don't
know. Tyler can't talk, so does anybody else know? Don't Stop, apparently, is what. I like Stovetop more. I'm going to go with Stovetop. I think it's going to be Stovetop. Kevin, what do you think? Was it Stovetop? What do you think?
I'd have to hear it again, probably.
Okay, well, we have good news. Good news for you. Rick, let's re-rack it, and let's play it one more time, and it comes up really early. Let's see it. Let's re-rack the song, and let's see. So it's... We're saying Stovetop, Kevin. Your opinion.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, go ahead. It does sound like Stovetop, but I can get Don't Stop. Because you know what it is? It's like that gold blue thing. You know, people see the gold or the blue.
Point.
So I'm kind of like trying to listen to it from your point of view, Ken, but I'm also trying to hear the Don't Stop, and I'm trying to like fix it so it says Stovetop.
I mean, it's definitely the phonetics. So the dress comparison was a great one because it's totally true. That Rick's just blasting me with that sound effect again. I hate you, Rick. Thank you. I swear it sounds like, I know it's not Stovetop, but like it is. I know it's not, but it's the dress thing. It's the perfect comparison, actually, where it's like, I know it's gold, but it's also blue. Like, I know it's gold, but it's also blue. Anyway,
quick story, really quick, before we get to the Colts, that I remember, you know, and the Yanni Laurel thing and like the blue gold thing. And I remember hearing Yanni or Laurel, and I'm thinking, okay, this is like clearly, I forgot which one it was, Laurel. And someone else says that. I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's Laurel. Why are you hearing something different? Or gold and blue, like, I see gold. Why do you see blue? And it's, so that one
against each other. We're a nation divided, Kevin. We've known that for many years, but
no, we're not. We're together.
These things really just cut us in half as a nation. Like, it's just divide and conquer. That's, I'm sure, is being implanted by the Democrat and Republican parties to just drive a wedge between us. Just keep putting out dress photos from Instagram accounts.
I want to go over this with you, Ken. And the Carson Wentz story is so intriguing because
that's dividing us too. Yeah.
Well, and also Carson was asked too at his press conference, are you vaccinated? I decline to tell you, which is code for no, likely. But anyway, besides that.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Okay, so if you didn't hear the news today with all the baseball, with the NBA draft, so Colts quarterback Carson Wentz, foot injury today, suffered at practice. So he's out indefinitely, which we don't really know how long that is. You know, I mean, it's not a torn ACL or something like that, so we don't know how long he's out for. And the Colts, who should probably get Andrew Luck on the line sooner or later to help bail them out. Phillip Rivers retired. No more Jacoby Brissett. So we're going through all these different quarterbacks. And the Colts, I had it up here. The Titans are still favored to win the division. And obviously the Texans are going to be terrible this year, so we could throw them out. But the Colts are at plus 140, Tennessee at minus 110, Jacksonville at 7-1. I want to read this off to you really fast, Ken, before you tell me about what you think with the Colts. Sure. This is their first five games of the season. Seattle at home, Rams at home, at Tennessee, at Miami, at Baltimore. And that's likely, or I mean, it could be without Carson Wentz.
Yeah, this is, I have a lot of takes, and I don't know if they even all kind of mesh up together, but kind of go through the timeline of how we've talked about the Colts on the show. The Colts were a team we identified a pretty long time ago as part of our kind of preseason NFL series, which was basically the day after the Super Bowl until right now. We've just been talking about every team over and over again. The idea of the Colts had a specific set of indicators that maybe said that they were going to take a step backwards this year from a win standpoint. When you basically win like 10 or more games, but you play an insanely easy schedule, there are a few teams in the NFL last season that fit that category. Those are teams, and we went through all the metrics and everything, but the short of it is the Colts were one of those teams that immediately stood out as this seems like a team likely to take a step backwards, that historically teams who had won double-digit games had this easy of a schedule tended to take a step backwards. So we had that kind of in our pocket as a reason to maybe not like the Colts very much. Then obviously the quarterback change. Rivers retires, trade for Carson Wentz. Okay, Carson Wentz is objectively definitely worse than Phillip Rivers. Like, that's another reason why the Colts could maybe take a step back. And then this, I mean, we had Rob Pizzola on yesterday. He argued for the Colts to win the division, which I would love to get Rob on today and be like, I'm sorry, basically, you know, but we'll kind of see. It throws an interesting wrinkle in it because we have no idea now what to expect. It's not like we know he's out. Like, indefinitely, by the way, could be tomorrow. Like, it isn't like we have no idea. He's going to get probably like specialist and we'll see what the diagnosis is. And then it's probably limited preseason. Week one's probably in doubt. It's the uncertainty of it makes it tough to make bets, right? Because the information we have isn't Carson Wentz is out week one. It's definitely not that he's out for the season. Everyone's kind of treating it that way, but we don't know. We have no idea. And so it makes it tough to be like, now I want to push all my chips in on X outcome because it's just very incomplete information. I have a couple other takes about Wentz and stuff like that, but that's where I'd start, Kevin. And again, the same place I started with some of the draft things, some of the baseball news. Like, the first question I always think of is like, does this make me want to make a bet on something? You know, and you could argue like Colts win total under or Colts week one, which both got pulled in a bunch of places, by the way. They're still up in some places, but like not everywhere. So it's one thing to be like, well, I got to scramble and go bet those right away. But like, once the market's reopened again, like, does this news make me want to bet on something? Did it make you want to bet on something? Like, did you like the Titans before this news to win the division? Did you like the Colts before this news? And now maybe you're a little sheepish about betting them.
I don't like the Colts just because the Wentz thing that, you know, Carson Wentz may have done some good things in Philadelphia, but when it was all said and done, Nick Foles won them a Super Bowl. I mean, and Nick Foles had the games of his life in that postseason. But I'm based in South Florida, Ken, and I saw Ryan Tannehill for years here. If you ever told me that somewhere down the line Ryan Tannehill would be the best quarterback in his division, people would have laughed you out of the room in Miami if that was the case. But that's what it is now. And again, we don't know what Trevor Lawrence
better than Deshaun,
is going to be.
For sure, better than Deshaun?
Well, okay, fine. Let me rephrase
We don't know
that.
If he's going to play.
Okay, that let me play. Rephrase that because
right.
I'm assuming Deshaun Watson, if he doesn't start, if he does start, that's a different debate. But thinking right. Deshaun Watson, if he doesn't start, and then Trevor Lawrence, obviously, we don't know what he's going to do. You know, he's got a long way to go. But getting back to the Colts, that I told you their schedule early on, and they have some pieces around Carson Wentz, but it's about him staying healthy. And you have Jacob Eason and Sam Ehlinger as the two quarterbacks right behind him. So you wonder if the Colts are going to scramble to get a veteran quarterback to just be a placeholder there. And again, I mean, not say that they're going to pull Andrew Luck out of retirement, even though it's be a perfect time for him to come out. But I don't even know what they would do because Carson Wentz wasn't the best option. And Phillip Rivers played, you know, well enough last year. It took him to the playoffs, yeah, considering he was all the way down the road in his career. But I just think with Wentz, though, that he wasn't the best option. Not like Philadelphia is better off without him because they have Jalen Hurts. But I just don't know which direction that the Colts are now going to go in, considering they're a week into training camp, less than a week, and the guy they thought was going to lead them this year right now can't play.
Right, and the guys they're speculated, like, because everybody immediately starts the rumor mill, right? And it's like, I forget which Twitter account was like, which guy are they going to add? And it's like Jimmy G and like all these guys. And I'm like, are they, like, the other teams aren't moving these guys right now. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what, like, who is even really available right now this close to the start of training camp? I have a really irrational opinion that I would love to share with you, and I'm not one who is prone to having super irrational opinions.
I love irrational opinions, so please.
I have just, call it intuition. You could also call it stupidity, which is probably what it should be labeled. I have followed the career of Jacob Eason pretty closely in college. He was the number one quarterback recruit coming out of high school. Like, the number one guy. That is something. Justin Fields was the number one guy. Who the number one guy is.
Right.
Goes to Georgia, ends up getting usurped by Jake Fromm. Eason kind of gets hurt. Fromm takes over, leads them to the national title game. Probably should have won the national championship. Eason transfers to Washington, not known for having a prolific high-scoring offense, has a monster arm, you know, ends up playing well, basically, and then ends up getting drafted by the Colts. You could argue that, like, he somehow managed to fly under the radar his entire college career, but, like, I just keep going back to the talent and the arm talent, like, the number one guy out of high school. The Colts liked him enough to draft him. I have, like, a weird intuition. By the way, every single person who's been going on any content, any blog, any podcast, being like, Carson Wentz stinks, look at the numbers last year. Okay, well, like, then you should like the Colts the same today. Like, if you're blasting him to that degree that it's like he's terrible, then this isn't a thing for you. You should probably wait. Then I hope all those people have Colts win total over when this gets bet down to like 8, 8.5. I hope that happens. And if you don't, then you're telling on yourself that you really didn't think Wentz was actually that bad. I have a feeling this is like based on very, I mean, he hasn't played in the NFL. It's based on very little. I think Jacob Eason has the chance to be awesome. I just have this feeling he has the chance to be, might not be awesome this year. He hasn't faced NFL opposition. He has the pedigree of someone who might be awesome. And I have not yet seen any signs that he's not awesome. So I reserve the right to say, I think Jacob Eason might be awesome. If these all bottom out, Wentz is out for the season, win total bottoms out, like let's say it's like 7.5, 8 or something, like goes crazy. Colts to win the division goes haywire, the Titans become -500. All of that happens when we hit that bottom. I might buy some Jacob Eason stock. Like, I really might do it. I'm actually thinking about it. I just have this weird intuitive feeling that he actually might be pretty good.
I don't think it's a terrible thought because, you know, Rick mentioned that Nick Foles could be available. Do you want Nick Foles? Like,
no,
it goes back to
on Jacob Eason. I'd much rather do that. Yeah.
Do you want to get a veteran and just throw him back in the fire or to go with the young guy and see what they have? I don't think it's a crazy thought at this point. I really don't.
Right. And the system, like going into a Frank Reich offense with a ton of weapons. Like, I'm just going to be honest. I'm kind of in on this. So just everyone be warned. I'm going to be hyping this a lot.
Well, we're going to talk a lot of football coming up next hour. We're going to shift to college football. And Ken's got a lot to go over as far as Heisman Trophy candidates. Just so much with college football. You're listening to You Better You Bet. And you're locked into BetQL.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.